just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, November 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Good morning, Missy.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got done dancing. I had to sit down and get adjusted for my talk with you.
No problem.
You get a little fired up today.
Yeah, Trucker, you're dancing with the music.
Dang, dancing and praying and you walking it out. Exactly.
Yep, exactly. Well, we wanted to have you on today and talk about people who have successfully met you, been part of the weight loss program, have gone through the program. One of them in particular is Officer Rick. He's going to be joining us in the next segment. But a year ago, 7 months roughly, April of 2023, Vicki and I came down to your office. We met you. And we started our journey. Again, the website, folks, if you want to see the pictures, the screenshots of the weight scale, just go to truckerrandyhealth.com. As we're talking with Missy, you can see all the information there. But we started this journey, and a lot of people listening to the show, we started doing interviews with you. I started reporting how much weight loss I was dropping, Vicki was dropping. And a lot of people have contacted you, been with you on the program, on the journey as well. This is a very critical, important aspect of what you feel your calling is to do to help people, is to get this information out, to share it with people. When they come on the program and they lose the weight, they feel better, they share it with people they know. People like Rick, a very, very important component to everything that you're doing, trying to get the word out about your My Pure Health Solutions.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I met Rick at the very first, I call it the pig shoot, but it's a gun shoot, pig roast. I always get it confused.
Right.
I'm not used to this up north language.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not a city girl, but I kind of feel like a city girl when I'm up there with you guys. But yeah, so I met him at that first event, and I remember scanning him. I talked while I was scanning him, talking to him, because he's obviously heard about, he'd been listening to the show. So, but I remember he is doing everything right to try to lose weight. He's exactly what I'm looking, when I talk to people all the time, I'm like, when it's not your fault, you can't lose weight. He was exercising. He eats right. He's doing everything right, but he still had a belly on him. He was still a big boy.
Sure.
And so so I scanned him up there that day, and then you know life got in the way, but eventually he's like, okay, I'm ready to go. So we got him everything he needed, and he crushed the program just like everybody crushes the program. You know,
yep.
Again, this is a frequency thing. This is a revolutionary this is a time we're in a revolution. We're in a rebirth. We're in an awakening. And what's happening is that people that, like, you know what? I don't know if I really understand what she's saying, but I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a whirl. And they're never sorry for it, because your body knows exactly what your body needs to have in order to get your metabolism fired up again. It's all about the cells. Are your cells not working? Are your cells not communicating? So obviously Rick got the message, and it did so well for him that he's like, hey, my wife kind of wants to try this now. So his wife did it, and now her cousin's going to do it or whatever. And then he just keeps passing out the brochures everywhere he goes, because he's such a visible part of the community up there, or where he's at. I keep thinking he's up north, but he's not.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and so I get people coming in left and right. They're like, yeah. I'm like, how'd you hear about it? It's like, well, there's this guy at the school. And he, and I'm like, oh, is his name Rick? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Officer Rick. He's a school cop down there in Genesee County.
Yeah, so he's on this mission, and it's because of what it did for him. That's the power of your testimony. When you share the good news of what is happening, you become a magnet. People are attracted to the light from within. And so, like, do you want to get people's attention? I mean, that's not the goal, to get people's attention, but it just happens. And so, yeah, so I'm excited, because thanks to him, just like you, Randy, is, you guys are, there's a ripple wave effect that's happening.
Absolutely. We're going to add Rick in. He's taking a break from school. He's going to join us in the next segment and talk about his testimony. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line with Missy from Battle Creek, My Pure Health Solutions, is none other than Officer Rick. He's been Trucker Rick. He's Officer Rick, taking a short coffee break from being a school cop today. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Hey, Rick, wanted to have you on the show. Missy's on the show with us, and wanted to talk about your own personal journey that you have experienced. She just recanted the story of you getting scanned at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast last year, not this summer, but a year ago. And then time went through some things in your personal life. You finally decided to give a call, do a full body scan, and get on the program. How much weight have you dropped since getting on Missy's program?
Total or
total.
Initially?
Total.
Total, I dropped about 70 pounds.
Okay.
Initially, I just wanted to go down to about 220, but that came so fast, I continued down. I was going to get down to like 210, and I went down to about 205, and I hung around there for a while. Then I did another fat burn, which on my second fat burn, my wife did it. And I went down to, my low was like 180.
You started at 250 and got down to 180. Did you decide that was good enough? Are you satisfied with that? You know, being a police officer and all the duties and physical things you go through, do you feel better? And is that the weight you want to stay at now?
Well, I'm actually planning on doing another fat burn, and because I still have a little bit of gut on me. It was a discussion that Missy and I had with my blood pressure and that. She thought I needed to get rid of my gut. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm definitely doing another fat burn. I'm thinking of going down to like 170, 175.
Okay.
And in this fat burn round, my wife's going to do it and her cousin this time. So every time I do a fat burn, somebody jumps on the fat burn with me.
Kind of makes it easier. The whole family does it. Missy, this is pretty typical of what Rick's describing. This is pretty typical of what a lot of, I'm going to call us big boys. This is what we go through in your program. I've dropped 80 pretty consistently, keeping it off 80 to 85 pounds. But this is pretty typical for the big boys.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I love big boys because it goes off so fast. It really does.
Right. Now, Rick, so when you were going through the first fat burn, were you hungry? Did you feel like you were craving certain foods? How did you feel going through the very first fat burn?
I mean, I don't know. I was like a little bit hungry in the beginning, but I mean, your body's adjusting to eating properly.
Sure.
You're really not as hungry as you think you are in the beginning. And once you get into the eating properly, you're fine. You know, I mean, as a general rule of thumb, I do the intermittent fasting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually not hungry for breakfast anymore most of the time, but.
Yeah, got rid of breakfast. That puts you into the intermittent fasting until you start eating lunch and then dinner.
Yep. So, and with this fat burn round that I'm getting ready to do, that's going to take me down to like my high school weight.
Wow. How old are you, Rick?
I'm 57.
57. Going to go all the way back to being 17, 18 years old. Let me ask you this question. Has it helped you in your job being a police officer?
Oh yeah.
How so?
Thing is, I had to get new uniforms. I lost so much weight. I had to get new uniforms. But no, I mean it's helped me. I move better. I feel better. And I told you about the incident where I had to wrestle that guy.
Tell the folks that didn't hear that story. Tell the folks. Describe that story for us real quick.
Well, I was. Probably about 3 weeks into my fat burn, so I dropped quite a bit of weight, and I had this guy that I had to wrestle with. His mother and I were trying to restrain him, and getting the ambulance taken to the hospital. And my God, he had superhuman strength, and it was crazy. And I had to wrestle him for quite a while before I got any backup to help me. So, had I not lost the weight, it'd been a lot more difficult for me. You know, God only knows if I'd have been able to do it, because
sure,
he was a handful.
Yeah. All right. Well, one last question that I want to tee up, and then Missy, I'd like you to be able to ask Rick a couple questions as well. One last thing. This system, you are absolutely convinced this system, this program that Missy offers absolutely works, and you would highly recommend it to other people.
Oh, absolutely. I recommend it to people all the time. I mean, I walk around with brochures. I have brochures on me all the time. I have them either, like, I have them in my bag in the front seat of my car for my, you know, my police stuff, or I have them in my own car. I hand out her brochures all the time. I have to constantly beg her to send me more because I'm running out.
He does.
So what's your thought, Missy, about what Rick's gone through? Is this pretty typical of a lot of people that have gone through different two, three possible phases of fat burn?
Absolutely. And again, the reason why, you know, he did the first time, you know, and again, the typical man, they don't think they're going to lose as much. So their goal is always like, I'll be happy if I lost 20 pounds. I'm like, we're going to get that off in probably like 2 weeks. And so that's exactly what happened with him. Like, hey, let's keep going. Let's keep going. So after he finished his first brown fat burn and everything, I'm like, send me your before and after pictures. And I saw him like, let's get a little bit off extra, because at this point he's helped bring so many people in that I'm like, let me do this whole next round for you for free, because he is just out there spreading the good news kind of thing. And I said to him, like, let's get that little bitty belly off. He's like, you think more can come off? I'm like, yep, it's right there. So we did that other little mini round. His wife joined up, so he now got to see a woman do the program, because obviously a man's different than a woman, and what it did for his wife. And I think that's like with Rick, like, I guess the question is, why do you feel the need to give up the why do you feel the need to spread the word? What is it that you see that you want other people's to see?
So I guess I'm just trying to share the information with people, because, you know, when I walk around and go to the stores and stuff, I just see so many people that are like I was, that are really unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I feel so much better, and I can tell, like, for example, when I eat something I shouldn't be eating, how crappy it makes me feel now. I mean, I used to eat sugar like it was going out of style.
Right.
Now, if I go, like, on a little bender or something, I don't feel good. Like, I'll be honest, I went up north last weekend, and we were eating out, and we hit Cops and Donuts, and
uh-oh,
I ate some of that stuff, and it tasted so good, and I didn't feel so good last night, and I don't feel so good today.
That's why you say go on a bender.
It hit me for a couple of days.
Right.
And that's probably what we're eating that's making us feel bad is probably one of the 10,000 chemicals that our government allows in food. Because guess what? You're going to keep eating the food that the government allows, you're going to be sick. Until you do the program and you recycle out the bad cells in your body, and we bring in healthy new ones with the frequencies all working, all of a sudden, guess what? This God-given body doesn't want man-made synthetic crap anymore.
Sure.
And then
even crave it, actually.
I mean, and then you can crave it, because, hey, we're human, and you're going to eat it. I eat it, too, and I pay for it the next day. But, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, at least now you're educated knowing what you're going to do, you know?
Right, exactly.
And then we show you what to do if you do. It's like, hey, steak and tomato day. Not a big deal. Not hard. It's not hard at all.
Just do a do-over, a reset, and you're good to go. Hey, Rick, last final question for you. You're going to get down to your ideal weight that you like to, high school weight or whatever. Then you've been through reset a couple of times since you did your fat burns. You've gone through reset. How has that gone for you?
It's gone well. You know, I'll tell you, Missy mentioned the steak day. I did a steak day last week. because I was really bad with all the Halloween candy and that.
Oh yeah,
I had a day. I had a day where I went down 5.5 pounds.
Hello. Why? It's because your hypothalamus got trained when we took you through reset, because your hypothalamus knows where you're supposed to be.
Absolutely. Do it all the time.
Hey,
Rick, we know you're at school, man. We appreciate you coming on the show. We'll let you get back and keep spreading the word, brother. That's what
we do.
Thank
you, Rick. I love Rick. He's my little angel.
No problem. I'm just trying to spread the word. I had somebody last week that I really don't like that was commenting on how much weight I'd lost and wanted to know what I did. And I even shared the information with him.
With somebody you don't even but like, I appreciate it. Well, God bless you, man.
It felt like my Christian duty to do that, you know? I just couldn't tell him no. I felt bad. So
all right, man.
I shared it with him.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Hey,
go ahead.
Missy, one of the things, and I shared this with you previously, you know, I'd be doing the shopping at Meijer's, buying the fresh meat and vegetables and fruits, and I'd see some, you know, a former trucker Randy guy right there in front of me, 300 pounds, 320. And it's almost like Rick says, you almost feel like it's a mission in life to share this information with people.
Yeah, so much so. Like one of your listeners, she lives up north in Mackinac Island in the summer times, and she goes back to New York on off summer times.
Miss Helen.
Yeah, and Miss Helen's got me connected to one of her doctor friends in New York City. They want me to come out there and do a big talk. So I'm telling you guys, just because we're on Trucker Randy's show, this is a nationwide global movement that is happening. People are waking up. And I'm thankful that I've had this platform for the last year and a half to have Mondays to get to talk about it. You know, just like talk, like with this on the radio.
Sure.
It's spreading. I mean, people are waking up. I mean, the people that are wanting to like get information. I just spoke with a doctor last week for 90 minutes, a different doctor than the New York doctor.
Sure.
I mean, word is spreading because people are there. Again, it's all across the United States because of the other platforms that we're also on.
Sure.
But people are waking up. So this isn't this like, oh, she's going away. This is like, what do you call it? A flash in the pan or whatever you call
fad
it.
Diet.
Fad diet. No. This isn't a fad. This is not even a diet. This is a frequency resetting of this body system. I'm not, yes, I have to say weight loss. I have to say weight loss because that's what the buzzwords are that gets people's attention. I know what's going to happen when they come in to our sphere of influence. We're going to rock their world and give them a new paradigm to look at how to look at the body because no one's been taught this. Why? It's been suppressed for 100 years. Why? Because sick care makes money. Healthcare. There is no such thing as healthcare. It's called sick care. And if you're in the system, it's not good.
Well, so one of the things that people can do, because we've used this website you've created for my mission, my journey with you, truckerrandyhealth.com. If you want me to text you the information, just text me TR for Trucker Randy, truckerrandyhealth.com. Look at my photos. Look at the screenshots. If you're interested in dropping weight permanently, having your metabolism change where you melt the fat literally off your body, listen to Interviews with Missy number 2 and number 4. That's the best one. You need to hear those first, then schedule a free consult with her. She'll go over all the information with you. She'll ask you questions about yourself and then explain how she can do for you exactly what she's done for me and Officer Rick and Rod and so many others that listen to the show. And again, Trucker Randy.